Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 8th of June 1972. The title is Signs of the Perfect Stage. Do you consider yourselves to be destroyers of obstacles? When any type of obstacle comes in front of you, do you experience within yourself the power to face that obstacle? That is, through your own effort, do you experience yourself to be close to Bap Dada and your complete stage? Or do you experience yourself to be standing in the same place? Just as a traveler never stops anywhere, in the same way, do you consider yourself to be a traveler of the night and continue to move along? What main virtue of the perfect stage is visible in your practical action? Or, what is the special virtue of the perfect stage through which you can recognize whether you are close to your perfect stage or far away? Now, stabilize yourself in your perfect stage for a second and tell Baba what special virtue reveals that perfect stage. When a soul has created the stage of perfection, what is the praise of his practical action? That of equanimity. When there is equanimity in praise and defamation, victory and defeat, happiness and sorrow, it is called the stage of equanimity. That is, it is called the stage of perfection. Even at times of sorrow, instead of waves of sorrow being visible on your face and forehead, waves of happiness and joy should be visible. While hearing defamation, it should not be experienced as a defamation, but as praiseful words to make your stage of perfection even stronger. There should be such equanimity. This is called the stage of closeness to Bap Dada. There should not be the slightest difference in your vision or in your attitude. There should not be the attitude that someone is an enemy or that someone is one who insults you or another is one who praises you. Let there be the attitude of a well-wisher and the vision of a benefactor. To be the same to both types is known as having equanimity. When there isn't equanimity, that is, balance, you are unable to experience bliss from the Father for yourself. Baba is the blissful one. If you wish to experience bliss or take bliss from the Father, there is only one method for this. Let there constantly be an accurate balance of both aspects. When there is an accurate balance of love and power, you will automatically continue to receive bliss. Do you not know how to maintain an accurate balance? What is the speciality of tightrope walkers? That of keeping their balance. It may be an ordinary thing, but the wonder is of keeping one's balance. You have seen the act of tightrope walking, have you not? Here too, the wonder is of maintaining an accurate balance. However, you do not keep an accurate balance. When you hear praise, you become even more intoxicated, and when you hear defamation, you have dislike. In fact, there should neither be intoxication through being praised nor dislike through being defamed. If the two are well balanced, then when you look at yourself as a detached observer, you will experience wonders. you will experience contentment in yourself. Others will also be content with your actions. However, because you are lacking in this effort, because of a lack of balance, you do not have the blissful life that you should have. So, what should you do now? Keep an accurate balance. There are many such pairs of things: to be loving and detached, praise and defamation. This is your family path. The soul and the body are also two. Bap and Dada are also two. World transformation takes place through the activities of both. So, the family path is eternal and imperishable. In a Laukik household too, if one is moving along well and the other is slack, if there is not an accurate balance, there is then conflict and time is wasted. You are not then able to attain the elevated attainment that you should. What would you call those who walk with only one foot? You would call them crippled. Would such a person be able to take a high jump or run fast? So, in this too, if there isn't equanimity, what would you call such effort makers? If in your efforts you have greater attainment through one thing and experience a weakness in something else, you should understand that you will not be able to take a high jump. You will not be able to run. So, when you are not able to have a high jump or run, how would you come close to perfection? You develop this weakness which you yourself also speak about. At the time of giving love, power is merged, and at the time of needing power, love becomes merged. Then that is not an accurate balance, is it? When there is an accurate balance of the two, this is called a wonder. If one is more powerful at one time and the other is more powerful at another, then that too is a different matter. However, when there is an accurate balance of both at the same time, this is known as perfection. If one is merged and the other has emerged, only one creates an influence. The Shaktis are always portrayed with equanimity in two virtues. The two virtues are being loving and being the embodiments of power. In their eyes there is constant love, and in their actions are the embodiments of power. So, those artists also know that they were the Shiv Shaktis who kept balance by having equanimity of both virtues. That is why they portray such feelings in their images. Those images have only been created because you had been that in the practical form. So now remove this weakness, because only then will the influence that should be created take place. Now, because one aspect creates a greater influence than the other, there is little impact. They speak of one thing, but they cannot speak of all virtues, that is, everything. However, you have to become full of all virtues, do you not? So, bring perfection close in this way. Similarly, you show the cooperation between Dharma and Karma. People separate the two, whereas you show the cooperation between the two. So, whilst performing each action, let there be religion, that is dharma, complete imbibing, that is dharana, and then, because the balance of dharma and karma is accurate, the impact will be greater. While performing actions, you become engrossed in your actions, but if you do not have complete dharana, what would you call that? You tell people that life and situations of today have become like this because dharma and karma have been separated. So ask yourself, is there equanimity in dharma and karma, that is, in your dharana and in your actions? Or do you forget while performing actions and then when your karma finishes, you then become aware of the dharana? At the time when you remain very busy in karma, do you also have dharana? Or is your dharana powerful when the karma is light? When there is dharana to a greater extent, does the karma become slack? Only when both the pans of a balance work accurately does the balance have any value. Otherwise, the balance has no value. The balance is the intellect. If someone has an accurate balance of the two aspects in the intellect, then that one would be called one with the elevated intellect, a divine intellect, and a sharp intellect. Otherwise, it is just an ordinary intellect. Then your karma and dharana are both ordinary. So, you do not have to bring about equanimity in being ordinary, but let there be equanimity in being elevated. Just as your karma is elevated, in the same way, your dharana also has to be elevated. Karma should not merge dharana, that is, dharma, and dharana should not merge the karma. So, dharma and karma should both be equal in being elevated. Such a soul is called a dharmatma, dharmatma, that is, a righteous soul. Whether you call someone a dharmatma, a mahan atma, or a karma yogi, it is one and the same thing. Have you become such a dharmatma? Have you become such a karma yogi? Have you become blissful in this way? You should be one who stays in solitude, but you should also have an entertaining nature to the same extent. Sometimes you should be in solitude and sometimes you should be entertaining. There is a lot of difference in these words, but in the stage of perfection, there should be equanimity of the two. You should be entertaining to the extent that you remain in solitude. Your entertaining nature should not disappear while in solitude. Both should exist at the same time to the same extent. When you become entertaining, you say that you have come down from being introverted, and when you become introverted, you ask how it is possible to be entertaining. However, both should exist simultaneously. You should be in solitude one moment and be entertaining in the next. You should be harmonious to the same extent that you are mature and serious. It should not be that you just remain an image of maturity and seriousness. To be harmonious means to be in harmony with the sanskars and nature of everyone. Maturity does not mean that you have to remain distant and don't meet everyone. Anything in its extreme is not good. When something goes into its extreme, it is called a storm. If one virtue is like a storm and another virtue is merged, would that seem right? No. So, have such powerful dharana within yourself that you are able to stabilize yourself wherever and whenever you want. It should not be that you are not able to stabilize the foot of your intellect. When there isn't an accurate balance, you are not able to stabilize yourself. Then, you sometimes fall in one place and sometimes in another place, or you continue to fluctuate. The reason for this fluctuation of the intellect is that there is not equanimity, that is, you are not complete. Anything that is full cannot shake. There is shaking when there is something lacking, when something is not full. So, this upheaval of wasteful thoughts or of maya take place when something is not full. When you are full and there is equanimity of the two, then there cannot be any fluctuation. So, in order to save yourself from any type of upheaval, continue to become complete and you will become perfect. It is impossible for there not to be any impact or influence from anything that is perfect and complete. When the moon is 16 celestial degrees full, it attracts everyone towards itself against their conscious wish. When anything is full and complete, it automatically attracts towards itself. So, you are not able to attract all the souls of the world because of the lack of perfection. To the extent that you have weaknesses within yourself, you are not able to attract other souls towards yourself. When the degrees of the moon have decreased, no one's attention goes to it. When it becomes full, everyone's attention goes to it, even against their wish. Whether someone deliberately looks at it or not, it is still visible. In perfection, there is the power to influence. So, in order to be influential, you have to become complete. Do you understand? Acha. When the balance is not right and you watch the games of fluctuation as a detached observer, you will be very amused with yourself. It would be just as when someone is not fully aware of himself and you would be amused at his activity. So, also look at your own self when Maya makes you a little bit unconscious, when she makes you lose the awareness of your elevated stage. What is your condition at that time? Does that scene come in front of you? If you look at yourself as a detached observer at that time, you would be amused. Bap Dada watches the games of each child as the detached observer, and so, do you like showing such games? You know what Bap Dada wants to see. Since you know and you accept it, why don't you move along in that way? If three corners are fine and the fourth is not, what would happen? You know about the four things. You accept them, you speak about them, but you observe following some of them and not others. And so, something would be lacking, would it not? Now, try to fill in that gap. You have been told about pairs of things. In the same way, knowledgeful and powerful, If you keep an accurate balance of these two, then perfection will come close. You become very knowledgeful, but not so powerful, and so the balance is not fine. The Shaktis are shown balanced with powers. They are shown giving blessings. If your own balance is not correct, if you are unable to have balance in yourself, how would you be able to be a master blissful for others? At present, all are beggars of this. Apart from Shiv and the Shaktis, no one else is a bestower and a great donor of bliss. So, whether you are a bestower or a great donor, you yourself should be full in that, because only then would you be able to give to others. To such master knowledgeful, blissful, and just as careful, elevated souls, Namaste. Om Shanti.